Go with me to Matthew 24, 42 through 44. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for this time and all who have gathered here to witness how unexpected gifts are possible all around us. I pray our hearts remain open as we prepare to receive your gift of peace. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. I'm pretty certain most of you have had your fill of turkey leftovers, football, the Iron Bowl, shopping lines, the traffic, and food comas. Can I get an amen? Okay. I would continue to go on to describe some of the expectations of this long Thanksgiving weekend, but I don't know about you, and I wanted to confess this morning. But I find myself living in a space of constant anticipation, always and immediately responding to something. We are a socially connected people. So think about texting for a moment and the unspoken expectation that a text message will be answered immediately, or even an email for that matter. Is there anyone in here who has actually sent a text to someone telling them to check their email? Raise your hand. Yeah, don't. See, no one raised their hand. I know that's not the truth. I confess I have done it. For you iPhone users, I'm sorry, Android, this is like the Iron Bowl for cell phones. How many times have you sent a text message and waited for those three little dots to start moving? You know the typing awareness indicator, I bet you didn't know there was a name for it. Some also like to call it textpectations. How long after the red message appears do you wait and watch this typing indicator? How long do you wait to watch it for a message to come through? And all you see are the dots and then nothing. You know what I'm talking about. We live in a world of constant expectation. Over the next several weeks, we will journey through the Gospel of Matthew, waiting and preparing for the coming and the arrival, the advent of Jesus Christ. We will expect to hear and sing Christmas carols. We will expect and anticipate larger crowds. And we will worship within this, the here and now space, which has the potential to be an unexpected gift from God. This morning, our text, our lectionary text, is an apocalyptic or an end time passage that immediately puts us at odds with the anticipation of this high and holy season. The imagery begins in verse 36, and it is a bold reminder of the days of Noah, when people were living their lives in the midst of chaos and God sends a flood. The passage continues through the parables of men and women working in the field and tilling and grinding at the wheel. When one is taken away, we continue to journey through this text, and this metaphor paints a picture of the second coming of Christ, where the hearers, yes, that is us, where the hearers are told to stay awake and be ready, watchful, and waiting for Jesus. Wow. Now that's a lot. But again, our passage puts us at odds with the anticipation of this high and holy season. Or does it? I want to be honest with you. The undertone of this passage has been taught by many as a fear, a space of fear and judgment. Movies and books talk about it. If you're not ready, you will be left behind. There's a whole series on it. This morning, we are going to set that fearful notion aside because God's grace and love overrides this notion of judgment. One theologian says the readiness to which Jesus calls us is not shaped by fear of the future, but it's shaped by the gratitude for the life in the kingdom that Christ has already offered us. See, in the midst of this apocalyptic message, permission is given, and it is an unexpected gift. Christ has already offered his love and redemption. We need not worry. We need not be anxious or anxiety-ridden. We need not do anything but be ready. See, Jesus says in the very last verse, "Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." See, immediately this text takes us back, sends us back to this text expectations, this typing awareness indicator, the dot, dot, dot. The dot, dot, dot gives us permission to strive to not always be overly connected. It gives us permission to wait. And while we wait, to wait with peace. So I ask you this morning, in the midst of this first Sunday in Advent, how will you wait? How will you wait? See, it's already been predicted by industry experts. The average American will spend $920 per person on holiday gifts. It's up from $885 from last year, reaching a total of more than $1 trillion in holiday spending this season alone. Again, I ask you, how will you wait? See, it's not very often that we receive permission to wait. It's not very often that we receive permission to slow down. It's not very often that we receive permission to be okay without not knowing the outcome for anything, much less for when Christ returns. It is not very often that we're told to keep awake, and in the midst of staying alert, we journey together toward an unexpected hour, receiving an unexpected gift of peace. How will you wait? See, as we wait, we are called to live our life in Christ, not meet industry standards. A friend of mine shared with me how she went to go shopping early Friday morning for her Angel Tree family. As she was making her way into the store, she said a simple good morning to a man who happened to walk next to her. He replied with the same. She continued with the customary, "How are you?" And he said, "I am learning to be blessed." A statement like this piqued her interest, and she said, "Really?" And he began to tell her his story. He began to tell her how he had received a kidney just 2 weeks ago and how he was in the midst of learning to be blessed. And they began to have a conversation, and she learned a whole lot more. She said, "Sheila, after hearing Walt's story and seeing him out and about, I too am learning to be blessed." A simple good morning turned into an unexpected gift. No. Being an angel for an unknown girl turned into an unexpected gift, which led to a simple good morning. Nope. Sharing one story and saying, "I'm learning to be blessed," turned into an unexpected gift. Nope. Learning to give without expectation. Learning to share with a stranger. Learning to slow down within an unexpected hour. And saying good morning turned into an unexpected gift. How will you wait? John P. Burgess said, "We have permission to look back in our own lives to see what God has done, and with confidence and a peace to know what God will do in God's own time." I ask one more time, what will you do and how will you wait? We are being called to slow down. Not think about Christmas, but to be in the here and the now, in this moment, to slow down long enough to say good morning to a stranger who happens to be walking with us, finding out a life story, and also being able to proclaim, "I am learning to be blessed." We're called to wait. Waiting is the unexpected gift given to us by God. Slow down. Wait. Slow down and wait. Karl Barth says that we are living in these in-between times. This in-between time is this metaphorical space between waiting for baby Jesus during this season of Advent. This in-between time is realistically in and through our faith waiting for Christ's return. In the midst of this in-between time, we are to slow down, to pray, to worship, to serve, and to wait. I want to challenge you this morning to stop long enough to witness the unexpected gifts that surround you. I want to challenge you to wait and not think about Christmas, but to stop and to be in the here, in the now. We are in the season of Advent, space where we wait, and we wait together, and we invite others to wait with us. So in the midst of this waiting, be that extravagant giver of your time. In the midst of this waiting, speak to someone new. Learn about who they are in the midst of this waiting. Slow down and be the peace. Don't just receive the peace. Be the peace for those who are anxious. Be that non-anxious presence that people need today. Be that unexpected gift to someone else. But during this season of waiting, slow down. An unexpected gift from God. an apocalyptic message that gives us permission to wait. Let us pray. Lord, we are grateful for this time, for this reminder that we are called to wait and to slow down. For we know not the time, nor the place, nor the day in which you will return. Yet we wait to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus. We thank you, God, for this moment. We thank you for this table of grace, this table of love in which we will partake. We thank you, God, for all that you are doing in our lives. May we continue to look back, knowing that you have been with us and that we can wait, slow down to be with you. In Christ's name we do pray, and all of God's children said, amen.